While it is true that we have both adults and children in synagogue, we all know that synagogue is for adults, at least this service primarily. So I'm going to speak to the adults for a minute and tell you about how it is that when I was a child in yeshiva in Harrisburg, and we were going through first the Torah and then the books following the Torah, starting, what's the first book after Deuteronomy? Anyone? Joshua. The book that we read this morning, we would go in sequence. We'd read verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and then all of a sudden we got to the second chapter of Joshua and we skipped it. And there was no explanation. One day we were on the first chapter of Joshua, the next day we came into school, we were on the third chapter of Joshua. So I did what I had never done. I went home and read the Torah by myself, voluntarily, because I wanted to know why we skipped the second chapter of Joshua. And nobody would tell me. And I found out. Because when Joshua and this second set of scouts go into the land, they stay at the home, or establishment better, of Rahab the Zonah. Rahab the harlot. That is, the prostitute. Now, the tradition didn't like the idea that Joshua and the scouts stayed at such a place, so they said, really, Zonah means that she gave zun, which is food, to them. It was an innkeeper, not a prostitute, but there weren't really a lot of hotels in the ancient world. And most scholars don't see any reason to doubt that, in fact, that's what it was. And so they asked themselves, why would the Torah put this in there? I understand why my teacher skipped it, but I don't understand why it's there. And if you think about it, though, it actually says something very profound and very powerful. First of all, they were coming to a society where the very best people, the kindest people, were forced into professions that were unkind and degrading. That's what Canaan was like. That's one of the reasons why God wanted Canaan to be like Israel. Second, they were able to look past what she did to who she was. They didn't come to her place and say, ah, we obviously can't stay here because of who she is. And third, and most important in some ways, is I think that my teacher made the exact wrong conclusion, which is that the Torah doesn't sugarcoat life. The Torah actually shows you life as it is. And it may be that you have to grow into it. It may not be appropriate for whatever grade I was in, third grade or fourth grade, but it's actually a book that's written to reflect the way the world is as opposed to a fairy tale. And so, for all those reasons, that's why I think the Torah decided to tell us exactly what happened and where Yehoshua and the scouts went and why the second trip was better than the first, because they understood what their mission was. I say all this because you're about to read the second chapter of Yehoshua. That's the Haftarah for this morning. And so I suppose it should have occurred to my teacher in yeshiva that if he skipped it in class, we might still see it in the synagogue. But I think he probably assumed that, like many of us, we don't pay such close attention to the Haftarah. So today, I hope you will. And you'll discover, in fact, what I learned at home, to my surprise, when I was a child. So come on in.